I once knew a poet who lived before his time. He and his dog Spooner would listen as he'd rhyme. Words to make you happy, words to make you cry. And then one day the poet suddenly did die. But he left behind a closet full of verse and rhyme. And in some strange transaction, one was printed in the Times. And everybody's searching for the king of underground. And they found him down in Florida with a tombstone for a crown. And everybody knows a line from his book that costs $4.99. Wonder if he knows he's doing quite this fine. 'Cause his books are all bestsellers, and his poems were turned to songs. They had his brother on a talk show, though they never got along. And now he's called immortal, yes, he's even taught in school. They say he used his talents, a most proficient tool. But he left all of his royalties to Spooner, his old hound. Growing old on steak and bacon in his doghouse 10 feet round. And everybody wonders, did he really lose his mind? No, he was just a poet who lived before his time. He was just a poet who lived before his time.